You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and I'm really thrilled to be joined with two guests in today's podcast episode that I'd like to introduce to you. Jeff Nine serves at Frontline Church with church strengthening and church planning, and Donnie Griggs is author and church planner. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, good to see you.
Well, we're excited to hear that the second Small Town Jesus Conference right here in Oklahoma has been set for next year, February 21st and 22nd in Shawnee, Oklahoma. And I thought we could begin by talking about the first one and how it all went and what were some of the emphasis and some of the good things that y'all saw come out of this.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. The whole heart behind this was how do we serve pastors in smaller contexts and rural contexts and just focus the whole conversation around small towns. And so what was encouraging was in terms of the number of people there, we had over 140 people, literally from over seven states. We had, I think, over 87 different churches represented, 15 plus denominations and networks involved. And it really was a broad sense of how the church comes together around the gospel and the heart for small towns. And so for us, it was really encouraging meeting people from that had been in pastoral ministry for decades that were just encouraged to meet other pastors who had been doing the same thing in the trenches for years and years. And just in the time together, praying together, asking questions of each other, and then hearing Donnie speak for his heart for small town and other speakers as well. It was overall a really good experience.
Thanks for sharing that, Jeff. You know, Donnie, your book, Small Town Jesus, is very eye-opening but practical. I think you mentioned how in ministry it's easy to think about the glamour of big cities, you know, New York and these other places around the world, but we see the life of Christ and see that God's heart is also for small town. Could you talk more about your book and how it plays into these conferences that you've held around the country but also now in Oklahoma?
Sure. Yeah. So, I've lived in big cities, and I've got a bunch of my best friends lead churches in big cities. And I'm really excited for how God is moving and for, you know, the surge of, you know, urban centric ministry and church planting and all that we've seen over the last decade or so. I think all that's so amazing. I mean, it's all the kingdom. It's all one big field. And, I think I planted a church, 10 years ago, back in my hometown, which is a little town in North Carolina. And, you know, I started trying to read about church planting and go to church planting conferences and just noticed that there wasn't, you know, there didn't seem to be a lot of people like myself in small towns doing it. Had a hard time finding resources to get trained. And so, you know, I would go to the conferences and read the books and then kind of reformat it to try to fit my context and all the rest. But I think the more I did that and the more I got into ministry and church planting, I started to realize, man, there's so many little towns, you know, all around our region. And then you start thinking about our state and you start thinking about the, you know, the country and you start thinking about beyond that. I mean, and it's really just overwhelming how many small towns and rural places and little hollers and that, you know, are really stand the chance of being forgotten by a real urban-centric focus. And so I think the heart just, you know, kind of became to try to not take away from, you know, people's desire to do significant gospel work in urban centers and, you know, even suburban areas, but to try to add to that a reminder that we need to take the gospel everywhere. And that's what Jesus did. He took it everywhere, the same gospel. He didn't kind of do second-rate gospel ministry in small towns and tell people if they wanted to see the real show, they should come to Jerusalem or Rome. I mean, he did significant gospel proclamation and demonstration in really small little villages and big cities. And so just trying to emphasize that, trying to, you know, promote that as a worthwhile way to give your life away. And then with that, just trying to help coach guys who are doing ministry in small towns or who feeling called to do that, just how to, you know, just things that we've learned on how to do that well. And there's just lots of unique dynamics as there are ministering anywhere. So yeah, I wrote a book on it. Then, you know, got a website with a whole bunch of resources, smalltownjesus.com, and then started doing these conferences. And you know, now we've kind of done them all over the country, you know, in the UK, working with guys kind of all around Southern Africa. Yeah, so it's just, you know, when you think about it, there's small towns everywhere, you know, and so just been a neat opportunity to see how God is working in such big ways in such little places all over the world, you know?
And I think, Brian, one of the things that's been so encouraging for me with getting to know Donnie and hearing his story and just getting to know him as a friend and seeing the impact he's having on pastors in small places is just the absolute passion and vision for the importance of small-town ministry. Because I think so often we get the narrative that gets piped in is small towns are stepping stones. They're simply a way to get onto the next thing. And Donnie, if you cut Donnie, he bleeds small-town heart, small-town ministry, and just a massive vision for how the gospel can impact small places. And so I think for me speaking for him, of the impact I've seen on his work on people has been just that that coming back around to having a massive vision of what the gospel can do and ought to do and what Jesus wants to do in small places.
That's powerful. You know, I think about a poll I saw recently that showed that pastors do often struggle with feelings of loneliness or isolation. So I love the idea of coming together for an event, building each other up. Jeff, could you tell us just briefly about the lineup for February and how some of this is coming together with Donnie and others?
Yeah, so Donnie and Josh Curry, lead pastor at Frontline, and myself really got together after the last conference. And just as we debriefed the conversations we were having with people, we recognized, A, that there was a massive need for this and that more people came so encouraged. And we thought, we want more people to be able to participate in this next year. So that was kind of number one. And number two was that the conversations we continue to have was around that people were asking the questions of how does the gospel deeply impact and actually shape ministry practice and shape my understanding of myself as a leader and my understanding of myself as a disciple. And so just that idea of, I think we often in ministry, and especially in the Bible Belt, we are used to using the gospel as a word that applies to the things that we teach, but that it doesn't actually inform the very way we see ourselves as leaders, the way that we do leadership development, the way that we do ministry formation. And so what is a gospel-centered approach to ministry actually look like? And so as we were coming into this year, we just wanted to focus around that topic. That really was a lot of conversations with people last year. And so the focus this year is we're bringing in Donnie Griggs again. Really, really excited to have him. He'll be one of our main speakers. We're also bringing in a good friend of ours named Bob Thune. Bob planted a church in Omaha, Nebraska, a little over 10 years ago, Coram Deo Church, and has written a couple of books on what gospel centrality looks like in the trenches and what it looks like in real life. And so he's got one book on gospel-centered life. That's a study of how the gospel applies to our life as disciples, and it's great for small group discussion. He also wrote a book called Gospel Eldership that really is how do we as pastors understand the gospel call. And so Donnie will be sharing, Bob Thune will be sharing, and then Josh Curry, lead pastor at Frontline, will be speaking on leadership dynamics, how the gospel shapes us as leaders. And so that's kind of the overall topic is on gospel centrality as it's applied and how it forms us as disciples, as leaders, and as churches.
Great. Donnie, if someone were to hear this podcast and register for the conference, what would be some of your hopes that they'd walk away with? What would your hope be for that person, let's say a pastor in a small town? He would walk away with these few things, takeaways.
Yeah, that's a great question. Man, I think the first thing that comes to mind is just that they would walk away feeling really encouraged. I you know, you mentioned this a while ago, feelings of loneliness and discouragement. You know, one of the things that I'm jealous of that my buddies seem to all have, who lead churches in big cities, is there seems to be just a growing camaraderie amongst pastors from other churches and just a real sense of just fellowship and networking and encouragement. And a lot of times in small rural places, you just feel very alone and isolated. And you know, you may have a pastor friend, but he might be hours away. And so I hope that, you know, guys coming in with, you know, heavy hearts and, you know, heads down and, you know, they leave feeling really encouraged. You know, like Jeff said, meeting other guys, you know, we had a lot of that happening last year. People just go, man, you live right near me. I never even, you know, never knew you were there. And just that kind of like, camaraderie, and community that, you know, that comes, hoping that, they feel a real sense of like a reminder of the calling, that, you know, and the significance of the calling to the place that they're in, that where they're at is not second rate. It is, you know, exactly where God wants them to be. And there's tons of gospel kingdom potential, that, you know, that God's got for them in their area. And then I hope too, just that guys leave feeling like they've been really equipped, to apply the gospel to, you know, the various, areas of ministry and the challenges and difficulties. I mean, I you know, this is what I do. I don't just travel around speaking. I lead a church. This is what my life is. And, you know, every day I'm facing problems just like these other guys are, facing problems that, and only the gospel can heal. I sat with a mom today whose son has relapsed on heroin, who, this mom is absolutely hopeless. And she said, and I just keep telling him, why can't you just be a good person? And, man, I just find this again and again, you know, that what a lot of small town rural America has is this hope and morality. And, we're all facing, you know, problems that morality can't solve. We need the hope of the gospel. And so, had a chance to speak that to this mom today, and we're trying to get time with her son. And, you know, yesterday, you know, same kind of thing, another overdose. And, man, what we need is the gospel. It's sufficient. It's the power of God for salvation. It gives hope. It gives courage. It changes everything. It's the gospel. And so, I hope that, those who come feel encouraged, they feel equipped, and they go home with like this massive reminder of how sufficient and how good the gospel is for everything they're going to face.
Amen.
And what I love about the lineup that we have is we're not bringing in speakers that are just specialties and topics that are actually separated from the work. Like Donnie is one of the best pastors I know. In terms of the way he loves and serves, not just the people in his church, but the way he loves and serves his community. He's been moving towards some of the most damaging effects of addictions and racial divisions and poverty in his area. And so when we're bringing in Donnie and we're bringing in Bob Thune, we're bringing in Josh, we're bringing in practitioners who are pastors. They're not just talking about how the gospel might apply in theory. They're actually doing it in the trenches on a day-to-day basis, and they're actually three of the best pastors I know. And if I was in there, I am serving under one of them, I would work for the other two in a heartbeat if I was in their hometown.
That's awesome. We're talking about the Small Town Jesus Conference, February 21st, 22nd of next year in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Check it out, smalltownjesusok.com. Jeff, could we step back a minute and allow you to briefly update us on Frontline? I know Donnie was talking a moment ago about church planting, and I thought you could just tell us, you know, the latest with all that's going on with Frontline, its locations.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun serving that the Lord has brought us a lot of different leaders with different kinds of callings and different kinds of giftings. And so what we've really been asking ourselves is we're one church in one context. So it's not our job to reach every place and do everything. It's our job to go, what does God put into our hands and how do we be faithful to that and how do we partner with other churches in doing that? And so what's been really fun over the last 3 years, we're actually in the middle right now of helping plant three separate churches in radically different contexts. So we're a multi-congregational church. We're going to be planting a fifth of our congregation, or our fifth congregation here in the coming months in the western part of the metro. But really the two that I'm excited about that one for sure, but I'm really excited about two others. We have one of our elders from our Edmond congregation, Tim Kimberly, who we just commissioned his family after they went through a church planting residency for 10 months in our church. Commissioned him, and he just moved to rural Iowa, a town of 450 people, Collins, Iowa, and is planting a beautiful gospel center church. They're actually launching the date from when we record this. They're launching that service, launching their first service this coming Sunday, and it's just been beautiful to see somebody who got a burden and a call from God for a small place, and he jumped in. jumped in. And so we're really excited that Sacred Mission Church has just got planted in the middle of Story County, Iowa. And then another one of our elders, Sujith Jacob, is got a call to go back to his home country of India and plant in Mumbai, India. So this year we're helping plant churches in a town of 450 and a town of 24.5 million. And just it's been a joy to be a part. We have no idea what we're doing, but the Lord has been really gracious to lead us along the way. And so it's fun to watch God call people into very different contexts. And so I think that's where Small Town Jesus fits into this thing, is like, how do we serve people in small towns? How do we serve people in large cities? Let's just be faithful with what God's given us.
Thank you for sharing that. We'll kick the last question to Donnie here. And I was hoping you could tell us one thing or one experience or one takeaway from the events that God has used to really encourage you and keep you going in this field, in this work. I know you mentioned the testimony a moment ago of trying to speak hope of the gospel into someone's life. But Donnie, is there one thing that you could close out our interview with that God's encouraging you with?
Man, I think, like Jeff said, we're in the trenches, and it can get pretty dark and overwhelming in the trenches. And it just feels like there's just overwhelming need everywhere. I think it's the testimonies when I get to hear like what God's doing in other places, man, it just lifts your eyes. You know, I mean, it's so easy. I think, times like a conference type thing can be so good for that anyway. It's just a chance to kind of step out of the trench and to get around some other people. And so for me, I think one of the things that just keeps me going is just hearing stories of how God's at work, in all kinds of ways and all kinds of places. And, I'm friends with both Tim and Sujith, and just, was in contact with Sujith today. And just that is just, I don't know, those, it's just this reminder that, that God is at work, all around us, and he's at work here too. I need people to tell me that. I mean, I was encouraged hearing Jeff talk about how he's encouraged by what we're doing here. I think it's that kind of thing that we just need, because if you just get your head down and just, kind of stay and like that, it's so easy to just feel very overwhelmed and discouraged. And, I think that's for me, like one of the things that just, hearing all the time of what God's doing in rural little villages in Wales and West Virginia and Oklahoma and all the rest,
Well, we sure look forward to your time coming up in Oklahoma, and thanks for sharing with us on the podcast today. Gentlemen, I look forward to hearing how the conference is. We'll be following at the Baptist Messenger.
Thank you very much. It was great to be here.
Thank you, guys.
Blessings.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.